John Walker Lind, the American accused of conspiring to kill Americans in Afghanistan, was indicted by a grand jury in Northern Virginia today. The grand jury added 6 more charges to the 4 announced last month. The indictment comes just as Lind's attorneys are asking that he be freed on bail. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
On January 15th, John Walker Lind was charged with 4 crimes: conspiracy to murder Americans abroad, 2 counts of conspiracy to give material support to terrorist organizations, and supplying services to the Taliban. When Attorney General John Ashcroft announced the charges, a grand jury had not yet indicted the 20-year-old Californian. Ashcroft said at the time that the investigation was ongoing and could result in further charges. That's what happened today.
The indictment rendered this afternoon reiterates the charges previously filed against Walker Lind and adds an additional set of charges. If convicted of these charges, Walker Lind could receive multiple life sentences, 6 additional 10-year sentences plus 30 years.
The 6 other charges include conspiracy to contribute services to al-Qaeda and the Taliban, a charge of actually contributing services to al-Qaeda, and using and carrying firearms during crimes of violence. The latter charge carries a mandatory 30-year sentence. The Attorney General said the grand jury crafted a timeline that incriminates Lin. It alleges Lin continued to ally himself with al-Qaeda even after he knew that suicide attackers had been sent to Israel and America, and after he realized American troops had landed in Afghanistan. Ashcroft said Lin's criminal intent was shown by the choices he made.
As today's indictment sets out, John Walker Lin chose to train with al-Qaeda, chose to fight with the Taliban, chose to be led by Osama bin Laden. The reasons for his choices may never be fully known to us, but the fact of these choices is clear.
Lind has been characterized by his attorneys as a kid who walked into trouble. In a motion to let Lind out of jail pending trial, his attorneys argued that Lind had no intention of harming civilians and did not take steps to fight against the U.S. military. And they said there's no evidence Lind would flee. The hearing is scheduled for tomorrow morning. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.